Trent Rosecrans of the Cincinnati Inquirer joins us. By the way, C. Trent, I have to say that I love the way Votto antagonizes Cubs fans, because I'm like the one person on the planet who doesn't like Wrigley Field. I used to hate going there when I covered the Expos because the people were too big, and we'd always get that dreaded September midweek series where it would be minus 30, piss and rain. The dugout would be flooded. So I have a lot of time for Joey Votto throwing foul balls onto the roof instead of giving them to Cubs fans.
If they were to blow that place up, you would have to fight me to push the button.
Oh, it is amazing. Everybody keeps telling me, "Oh, it's so romantic." It's like Fenway. I said, "No, it's not. It's an open urinal, is what it is. It is a dump."
It is funny you say urinal. They have redone the home clubhouse, not the press box or the visitors clubhouse, of course.
Of course not. No,
but the new home clubhouse is amazing. And what was funny is I went to it for the first time this year, and I walked down the stairs because I was like, "Hey, can you show me?" Because it's kind of a tough place to get to. I was walking with some other writers, and I got downstairs, and like my first reaction, I have this thing where I often, whatever my first reaction is, it comes out of my mouth.
Mm-hmm.
I go,
"It's not a good thing necessarily."
Like urine. And it was like, it's amazing. It's the one place in that park that doesn't smell like urine. It was great.
Yeah, it is true. It's those of you, the Jays are playing an interleague series there this weekend, and those of you who are going down, enjoy yourself. Just don't touch any of the faucets or anything like that, and make sure you have lots of hand sanitizer.
Bathe in Purell afterwards.
Yeah, I don't see the romance of the place at all.
Get your tetanus shots.
Yeah, and I'm not.
I was in Tampa, and I thought Tampa's. I'll take the Trop over Wrigley Field any day.
You know what? I'm not arguing with you. Well, Travis, my producer's looking at me shaking his head. He's about to experience.
I go there three times a year.
Yeah.
So that's a big part of it as well.
Yeah, that's true. But
And also in September, which you failed to mention, that September series, you have expanded rosters.
Oh, God.
And
yes.
This tiny visitor's clubhouse where you have major league players sharing lockers like it's a JV football team.
Yeah. Anyhow, enough of Wrigley, but more of Joey Votto, and we were talking
He's
about
really
this.
Good.
Yeah, and you know what? We were talking about this before the break, Trent, and I wish I'd seen more of him being really good, because I really feel, especially as a Canadian, I feel like I'm missing something here. You've covered this guy a lot. How do you put what Joey Votto's doing right now? And keeping in mind, we are talking about a guy who basically hit 400 for half a season as well.
Yeah, and doesn't make outs half the time.
Yeah.
So every time he goes to bat, there's a 50-50 chance that he's going to finish on base. Somebody mentioned to me something the other day, and they're like, "This team is 20 games under 500. They're like, "Is that hard to watch?" I was like, "No. I get to watch perhaps the greatest hitter of his generation, non-Mike Trout category, because Mike Trout's just a whole different level than everybody else in the game. I get to watch this guy every day, and it's not that I think he's one of those players that you have to watch every day to fully appreciate because he takes what's given to him. It's not a home run every day or something like this. And I kind of was looking back at you look at the hit streak because he had a 17-game hit streak.
Mm-hmm.
In the last two games, he hasn't had a hit, but he's walked. I think he walked twice the night before and three times yesterday. He's just a guy that quietly goes along and does these amazing things. And it's the process and it's taking what's given to him. You look back at 1941 and Joe DiMaggio, of course, had the famous 56 game hitting streak and won the MVP. But Ted Williams's year that year was as great as DiMaggio's was. Trust me, it was unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, geez. I sound like a certain American there. Ted Williams's was better. And it's one of those things where, Joey Votto is sometimes underappreciated, and maybe in his time, Ted Williams was as well. I wasn't alive, so I don't know.
Right.
But just looking at the MVP, DiMaggio won it because he had that hit streak. Joey Votto, 17 games is his highest hit streak because he's not going to expand. He doesn't change his approach no matter what. The Cubs put four outfielders out there, and he still did the exact same thing.
See, Trent, I'm curious. I've had a little bit of experience covering Joey Votto here in Toronto and at the Major League All-Star Game, baseball All-Star Game. I find him just to be a bit of a challenging interview, and I was wondering what it's like to cover him on a daily basis.
Challenging is a good word. Joey is, and you guys will both know this, and especially, you know, when you're on the beat, there are certain players, and I'll put Scott Rowland in the same category. When he was up with the Blue Jays, you guys are familiar with him as well. So often, his answer is going to be as good as your question.
Yep.
And you have to rise to that level. And Joey, I never know what I'm going to get. I'm going to get either the greatest answer of all time or a short answer. And it's usually up to me. He is an unbelievably intelligent person, both on the field and off the field. And he is every bit, he's an individual. He's unlike anybody else I've covered. Unlike any athlete I've ever been around, he is different, and he's a savant in almost every sense of that word.
Saying that, I mean, I really appreciate interviewing an athlete that I have to be on my toes for, that I have to do my research for, and I have to ask an intelligent question because they make my job just a little bit more fun too.
Oh, certainly. And you know what? My work's going to be better if I'm more prepared and if I have better questions and I've researched it more thoroughly. And I'm not just, you know, you don't get, you know, I think you and I, all three of us here, cringe whenever we hear someone say talk about.
Yeah.
If you say talk about to Joey Votto, you're not going to get a good answer. And I appreciate having to think, and I think it makes my work better. And so Joey Votto makes me better. How's that for
nice.
Symbiotic relationship?
A compliment.
The hit against the four-man outfield, and I was laughing about that because I did an article on sportsnet.ca earlier this year where I talked to a bunch of coaches and a bunch of people about whether or not we would ever see the day where a team actually employs a four-man outfield. A.J. Hinch has talked about it with the Astros, and his thinking was when he said it, look, if everybody's going to talk about launch angles and needing to hit the ball over the infield to break the shift, well, maybe we'll have to start looking at putting four outfielders. Of course, Joe Maddon ends up putting four outfielders out there, and Joey Votto hits a screamer down the line. But, you know, Joey Votto's the best player in a team that's scuffling. How much stuff does he see? How many weird approaches, weird shifts does Joey Votto see along the way?
You see everything you can think of and more. One popular thing is you will see teams shift differently depending on the count.
Mm-hmm.
Once he gets a strike on them, they'll switch. You know, the other day against against the Marlins, I'm blanking, they all kind of run together at this point, you understand.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I do.
You know, the other day, he had a team with he had two strikes on him, and they switched pitchers.
Yeah.
To get to a different pitcher. I mean, they can try everything. And you know what? What's funny is, as good as he is, and as good as he has been this year, there might be statistical evidence to say some of this is working.
Mm-hmm.
He has his lowest batting average on balls in play pretty much for his entire big league career. You know, only 305 batting average on balls in play. His average in his career is 354. So he's getting hits taken away from him still. And still, he's putting up the numbers that he's putting up. It's unbelievable. I mean, here's a guy who is having his best season. And he's going to turn, he's a month from being 34.
He, you know, we ask you every time this comes around, but, you know, look, we're going into an off season now where, I mean, we've had people talking about the possibility of Giancarlo Stanton being moved, with new ownership in Miami. We've got the greatest free agent class of all time a year later. I'm wondering if you're a team like the Reds or, you know, to a certain degree, see Trent, the Marlins, if maybe you look at this off season as, maybe it's time to try to maximize a player's value, and maybe there's somebody out there who'll say, you know what, we'd rather overpay for Joey Votto or for Giancarlo Stanton. Now, I know the different ages, but we'd rather overpay and get them here this year than wait for a year and then, you know, horribly overpay for a Manny Machado or a Bryce Harper. I'm just wondering if you would expect the Reds or indeed Joey Votto to sort of start the process this offseason that might see him out of Cincinnati.
I don't see a match because it's going to take, A, the right team that has that need and desire, and B, a place where Joey Votto wants to go. Joey is, he's very comfortable in Cincinnati. He likes living here. He likes being here, and he's not a guy who is searching for the attention to be the face of baseball or anything. That's just not Joey. He is, he's very private, and he likes his space. And, you know, I don't see him in New York or Boston. I could see him, the one place I could see him is with the Dodgers.
Yeah.
Except they're okay at first base for a long time.
Yes.
and so I just don't see a fit. You know, when there was those talks with the Blue Jays, that might have been the only one. But also, again, for a guy who doesn't want to be the face of a franchise or the face of baseball, he would be the face of a sport in the entire country if he were with the Blue Jays, I would assume. I mean, you would know better than I.
Right. Absolutely.
But I would assume that he might not want to do that.
Yeah, I get that feeling, too, that Joey Votto is more of a private guy. And you know, I just, to be thrust into Canada's team, I mean, that's quite a role to take on. So I don't see that happening with his mind either.
I just don't see the fit anywhere.
True.
And so that's kind of where it is. And, you know, the Reds took a big chance when they signed him to that long extension.
Right.
One of the things they told, you know, one of the reasons they felt that good is because here is a guy who is so dedicated to his craft. You know, everything that Joey does, and I really believe this, every piece of nourishment that he puts in his body is for a reason. He is a guy who takes his health, his diet, his workouts, everything is done for a reason. It's calculated. He's a person who takes his craft very seriously, and he has what, you know, the team likes to call old man skills. And that's getting on base and adjusting and making it, and so much of the mental stuff. He was never fast. That's never part of his game. And honestly, he's done some things this year that he hasn't in the past. His defense has been very good this year. And that was something last year that he said he was embarrassed by. And this year he's been very good.
Given that Votto has put out some MVP numbers, but there's lots of competition over there, isn't there?
There is, and also you're going to have the issue with a losing team.
Yeah.
But I was, you know, I was looking at that today. Just who is the competition? And Giancarlo Stanton, but you have the same issue about a losing team. I'm an MVP voter, and I rarely put I don't put much emphasis at all on a team record when I vote for the MVP. You know, so you have Stanton,
Harper,
you know, but he's hurt. Who knows how long he's going to be out. You have Goldschmidt, who's someone in there. Goldschmidt might be, I think Goldschmidt is maybe the best all-around player in the National League. Justin Turner. But there it's muddled. And, you know, when you're talking about Stanton, who might have the sexiest numbers, and he's certainly, as hot as Joey Votto is, Mike Stanton is kind of overshadowing him right now. But again, he's with a losing team, and it's going to be interesting. Corey Seager's another guy to throw out there as well, who's having an outstanding season.